Good afternoon, Las Vegas and Palm Springs. This is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, coming at you live from Las Vegas on 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks, 98.1 FM in Palm Springs. And we got a lot to talk about today, as we do each and every day, especially during the Trump administration, with all of the late-breaking news going on, much of it left over from the last administration and their nefarious actions to undermine the incoming administration. You know, and I've been watching the press, as I do every day, to see how they're going to spin the latest news in order to deceive the American people. And I'm never caught by surprise that the headlines, again, are filled with deceit and lies and are biased, because the press's job is not to inform the American people or to uncover the truth or get to the bottom of the story. The press's job is to save a political party. And I ask myself, as I'm watching this healthcare bill fiasco unravel over the last few weeks, why are we trying to save the Democrat Party? And so late-breaking news came today, right before I took this mic, and I noticed that the healthcare bill has been delayed. Hallelujah. And thank God for the Freedom Caucus. Because I've said we do not need Paul Ryan's plan, which is a big government solution to a big government problem. Why are we even extending an olive branch or a life jacket to the Democrats? I realize that it was Donald Trump's promise to the American people that he was going to repeal and replace Obamacare. But conservatives want a small government and a free market solution. And so I say, let this steaming pile of crap, which is called Obamacare, die under its own weight. And let the Democrats own it. Own every single bit of its failure. And if the Congress really wants to go back to work for the American people, then why don't they start passing individual bills that take this flaming piece of crap apart bit by bit? And the first thing that they could do is introduce free market solutions and start passing bills for free market solutions. You want to repeal $1 trillion in taxes from the Obamacare bill? Great, do that. Then what you should do is introduce free market principles like competition into the market in order to drive healthcare costs down. Have a bunch of congressional hearings. Start writing legislation. Start passing that legislation. It will pass along party lines, and we're okay with that. Because what Paul Ryan offered up, I believe, was going to set expectations so high that we wouldn't be able to deliver on those expectations. There's that old adage, don't overpromise and underdeliver. And as he was going to roll out this new health care bill and there was a repeal in taxes, it did zero. It did zero to really reduce the cost of premiums. It didn't do much for seniors or veterans. And some reports I heard that it would hurt seniors and veterans. And that's not a solution. So the health care bill has been delayed, thankfully. And I say let the Democrats own all of it. We are not there to go along to get along. We didn't elect John McCain. We elected Donald Trump, an apolitical businessman who understands what competition does. It drives down costs. So let's start putting together some bills. Maybe they're smaller bills. Maybe they're 10 bills. And start deconstructing this monster called Obamacare bit by bit. And so that was the latest on Obamacare. And this is Megan Barth. My website is ReaganBabe.com. You can call in to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. And as if this is your first time listening, I am behind this mic every Tuesday and Thursday from 3 to 4 about 4:15 because Wayne comes in at 4 o'clock, takes over this mic, and then we do a segment together. So the Capitalist Evangelist Warrior War will be on at 4. And you can call in at 844. This is toll free, 844-WAR-NOW-1, 844-WAR-NOW-1. You can follow my work on ReaganBabe.com. You can tweet me at Reagan_baby. I love all of Wayne's warriors out there. I learned so much from you. And you can also follow me on Facebook at ReaganBaby. And so last night, as I go to turn on the news, of course, I see that another terrorist attack in London has happened again. And I watched the press again try to deceive not just the American people, but through the foreign press, deceive many. And at first, the reports, it's a bearded Asian man. Really? A bearded Asian man. Those were the first reports. First, he was just Asian. Then he was a bearded Asian man. And I'm thinking, geez, when was the last time I saw a car or a truck plow through hundreds of people, innocent people, in order to create the most death and destruction? Oh, yeah, that was Nice. And then today, in case you missed it, over in Antwerp, Belgium, police stopped another male, bearded male, from driving through a crowd of people. So again, the press will say, oh, it was just a man, you know, driving around to find some virgins, right? Well, guess what? His name is Muhammad. So we have a serious problem. We've had a serious problem of this cancer called radical Islam. And the cancer cannot be contained, can it? Cancer needs to be eradicated and destroyed. And the fact that Theresa May, who's the Prime Minister of the UK, came out and said, you know, we will not be weakened by this. We will show resolve. We will not be divided. We are going to be stronger. How many times do world leaders have to take the stage and repeat this old canard until they finally realize that they have committed cultural genocide by allowing massive amounts of Muslim immigration into their country? You know, it's not the Protestants that are doing this. There isn't a massive influx of Protestants going into the ghettos of Paris or Belgium or the UK or here in the US. They aren't Quakers. Don't think they're Southern Baptists. No. The common thread is Muslims, and the common thread is immigration. And if you've read my past work on formerly ReaganBaby.com, but ReaganBabe.com, you will see that the higher the Muslim population grows, and this is according to Pew Research, the higher the Muslim population grows in any community, the higher the risk of terrorism grows. You don't see this in other religions, do you? And so England has a serious problem, Paris has a serious problem, Germany has a serious problem, Belgium has a serious problem, and we have a serious problem. Because any of those people that were protesting, specifically the Muslims, of Donald Trump's travel ban, where are they now? Where are they now? Where are they protesting the nearly half a dozen people that were mowed down and killed, and close to 24 people that were maimed or injured by this radical jihadist, identified as Hassan, I believe his name is? Where are all of the protesters now? They certainly had time to protest the travel ban. And so are we thinking a little bit differently about the travel ban, which I call the terrorism ban, from terror-sponsored nations? Do we have an obligation to just allow these people in as quote-unquote refugees? Because according to Erdogan, the prime minister of Turkey, assimilation is a crime against humanity. His words, not mine. According to Mayor Khan of London, He said, well, you know, terrorism, you know, just has to be expected in big cities. It's just a consequence of big cities. Well, you know what? If you're over the age of 35, you would find that statement quite frightening. Because terrorism in big cities didn't start really occurring until massive amounts of Muslim refugees started taking over the political system and the community as a whole. This is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. After this next break, we're going to get down to more business with a lot of truth thrown your way, so don't turn that dial. 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks, and we'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. This is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks, live out of Sin City on 790 Talk Now and 98.1 FM in Palm Springs. Feel free, my Palm Springs cohorts, to call in toll-free 844-WAR-NOW-1, 844-WAR-NOW-1, or if you're listening online, 790talknow.com. Feel free to call in toll-free as well. Or if you're in the Las Vegas Valley, I know that Wayne's got some great warriors here and abroad. He is everywhere, always, as he is now. But he'll be joining us at 4 o'clock, taking over his own show. And then we'll do a segment and get caught up on the issues of the day. And before I went to the last break, I was talking about the correlation between the rise in Muslim immigration and terrorism. And you can directly equate the two. The larger the Muslim population is within any country, the higher the statistics of terror is. And according to statistics, within the British Muslim population, 26% of them think highly of Sharia law, and 4% of British Muslims have sympathy for suicide bombers. And so this is what Britain has imported in the name of multiculturalism and diversity. Those are the two words you always need to watch out for, because these types of terrorists are just, you know, a part of a big city, according to the Muslim mayor of Khan. And these types of terrorist attacks are usually referred to, at least under the past administration, as workplace violence or gun violence, or the jihadist was mentally ill. It's never Islam, is it? Or at least it never was. And I wrote this piece right after the San Bernardino terrorist attack, which was first labeled by the left as gun violence and an unhappy worker. And in the sake of multiculturalism and diversity, and in order to keep those two tenets very strong within the Democrat platform, they always need to whitewash the enemy and create a boogeyman. So the enemy was never radical Islam, because the last administration was too busy fighting climate change. And do you find it interesting, and we're going to talk about this very soon, about how Trump said he was wiretapped by Obama, and Obama's a sick guy because of it. Well, we can't put those words into context, but we had to put in all of Obama's words, or all of Harry Reid's words, or all of Nancy Pelosi's words. We had to create context. So when Al-Qaeda was on the run, as we were told by Obama, that, you know, contextually he was right. When ISIS was contained, well, you know, taken in the context, it really was. But yet the left is losing its mind over a tweet that Donald Trump made, and they won't put that into context, even though now he has been proven right by Devin Nunes. And we'll get to that. But I wanted to take you to so you understand exactly how cultural genocide is being committed by political leaders here in Britain, in Paris, in Belgium, in Germany, and in many other places. I call this piece The Slaves of Sharia. And this was written after the San Bernardino attack. According to Sharia Adherence Mosque Survey, which was conducted by the NYPD, there is a correlation between Sharia adherence and violent dogma in U.S. mosques. A random survey of 100 representative mosques in the U.S. was conducted to measure the correlation between Sharia adherence and dogma calling for violence against non-believers. Of the 100 mosques surveyed, 51% had texts on site rated as severely advocating violence. 30% had texts rated as moderately advocating violence. And 19% had no violent texts at all. Mosques that presented as Sharia adherent, now this is important because Islam is a political theology. It is governed by Sharia. So to understand Islam, you must understand Sharia. Mosques that presented as Sharia adherent were more likely to feature violence positive texts on site than were non-Sharia adherent counterparts. In 85% of the mosques, the imam recommended studying violent positive texts. The leadership at Sharia adherent mosques was more likely to recommend that a worshiper study violent texts than leaderships at non-Sharia adherent mosques. 58% of the mosques invited guest imams known to promote violent jihad. So half of the mosques in the U.S., or 58% of them, have all invited violent promoting jihad or jihadists. The leadership of mosques that featured violent positive literature was more likely to invite guest imams who were known to promote violent jihad than was the leadership of mosques that did not feature violent positive jihad. So a 2007 report, again by the NYPD, identified the implementation of Sharia and the establishment of a global Islamic state or a caliphate as the driving jihadi Salafi ideology behind jihadists in the U.S. and beyond. Now, to understand Islam, you also not only must understand Sharia and that it's a political theology, but you also must understand that it's a religion of conquest. It is a religion of submission. It is not a religion like Catholicism or any other religion. It is based, that is why we've been fighting radical Islam since the 7th century, because their goal is to create a caliphate through conquest. And the only way they achieve true conquest is to get into the political system and start impacting the laws or demand Sharia compliance within a country. And London acquiesced. They allow Sharia in London. Now, Sharia and our constitution, Sharia and Western civilization do not go hand in hand. They are like oil and vinegar. There is no Bill of Rights in Sharia. Women do not have rights under Sharia. Gays are killed under Sharia, executed. Women can't even drive under Sharia. So Western civilization and Sharia law do not get along. Yet don't think that isn't stopping the conquest. In Tyler, Texas, by a one-vote margin, they struck down a Sharia court that was trying to be established by a large mosque in Dallas. They actually wanted their separate court, a Sharia court. And it only failed by one vote in the city council. So you see the Democrats embracing this radical theology, political theology, to the benefit of whom? Western civilization? I think not. It's to the benefit of their own political party. When we saw all of the aggrieved women, all of the victims marching in D.C. and beyond wearing their pink knit caps and hijabs or hijabs, whatever those head coverings are. Yeah. Thanks, Charlie. Like towels over their head. Right? When I see that, I get hives. Because that is subjugation. Yet these women that are marching for empowerment along with their Islamic sisters turn a blind eye to the truth of Sharia. Where are the marchers now in London? Where are the marchers now in Belgium? Are we going to keep wringing our hands and lighting candles and changing our Facebook profiles to the country's flag every time there's a terrorist attack? Or are we finally going to get wise and identify the enemy and say that if you want to live in this country, you are going to assimilate to our Western values and adopt our Constitution? You are not going to shroud yourself in our Constitution to protect yourself from assimilation. You are granted our Constitution as long as you assimilate. And we will get back after this break with some more breaking news, and that is from Devin Nunes, I think his name is. Was Trump surveilled? Heck yes, he was. Was he wiretapped? That remains to be seen. But what's the difference anyway? What difference does it make? This is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks. Welcome back. This is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, live from Sin City, 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks, 98.1 FM in the Coachella Valley, Palm Springs. Welcome to the party, folks. If you'd like to call in, it's 844-WAR-NOW-1, 844-WAR-NOW-1. Before I lead out with some clips by Devin Nunes and how he revealed that Trump and his team were the victims of surveillance, let's keep in mind something that Sir Walter Scott said. Oh, what a tangled web when we weave, when we first practice to deceive. And Barack Obama, in the very last days of his administration, through executive order, imagine that, expanded the powers of the NSA and other intelligence agencies in their ability to share information. So it went from one agency being allowed to share information within that agencies to 16 agencies, making it much more difficult for the moles to be found. And the dragnet then has become much wider. Now, why would he expand on his days, just days before he left office? Why would he try to obfuscate the truth? Why would he try to add a level of what I would call, you know, basically a blanket over the truth? Why would he have that truth disseminated from 16 different agencies instead of one? Distraction, deflection, difficulty, deception. So let's hear what Devin Nunes comes. He drops this huge bomb on the press's lap, who have accused Donald Trump of lying and besmirching the past president by accusing him falsely, even though they didn't investigate themselves. You know, the press isn't there to investigate. The press is there to deceive. Accusing him of lying about the past president and him, you know, wiretapping the Trump headquarters. Let's go to cut three. Well, while we're looking for that cut, Devin Nunes comes out yesterday and comes directly to the press and says that he was gravely concerned over evidence that was presented to him regarding the massive surveillance operation that had been ongoing by multiple security agencies of not only Trump himself, which is damning in and of itself, but his whole entire campaign operation. And instead of the press asking about the details or at least uncovering the truth themselves, we have many on the left saying, well, why did he go to the press first without any, you know, documented information? Well, because it's probably top secret information and Devin Nunes isn't a felon. He's not going to leak this information to the press. He's going to go out and say, hey, you know, our commander in chief was actually rightfully concerned because I'm gravely concerned. Do we have the cut now, Charlie? All right, let's go to cut three. Of lying about the past president and him, you know, wiretapping the Trump headquarters. Let's go to cut three. Devin Nunes comes out yesterday and comes directly to the press and says that he was gravely concerned over evidence that was presented to him regarding the massive surveillance operation that had been ongoing by multiple security agencies of not only Trump himself, which is damning in and of itself, but his whole entire campaign operation. Yeah, so the investigation wasn't related to Russia, even though the Russians are coming, according to the Democrats. This was surveillance used for political assassination, not for our national security, not for our safety, for political targeting and assassination. We need to start having a civil liberties discussion. Because if those on the left are cheering this type of behavior, well, guess what? It can happen to you too. You get in an unscrupulous president like Barack Obama next time around, who may be a Republican. What's to stop that unscrupulous person from targeting you as a political enemy, using the power of the federal government to go after you and your beliefs because you think differently or you're an opposition party? What our intelligence agencies have done through orders from somebody, unless they acted autonomously, are in direct violation of our constitutional rights as Americans, whereby now we are fearing our government of leaking our most personal and private information, or at least surveilling all of our communications. So let's hear what Adam Schiff, the communist congressman from California, has to say about it. Let's go to cut five.
I only learned about this the way that all of you did when the chairman briefed the press in advance of briefing his own committee members. And that is a deep, deep problem. I think it does underscore the importance of establishing an independent commission, a body that is fully independent of any political considerations, including those that may emanate from the White House.
Really, Adam? He was concerned that he went to the press first. You didn't show much concern about the felons who were leaking information to the press first. Why the concern now? Maybe because your party has been caught red-handed? Because there are people that are going to go to jail over this. I guarantee you that. We will find there will be a trail. There's always a paper trail. But what caused Devin Nunes concern? And I'm on a Slack, which is an app or a site that you can share information. And I was also sent this information through Twitter at Reagan_baby by a listener. And I thank you very much, Dina. But it comes from Freedom Watch USA. And if you've been listening to me for a while, you would have listened to my interview with Larry Klayman, who is the founder of Freedom Watch USA and the founder of Judicial Watch. And if it wasn't for people like Larry, Bill Clinton and the Clintons would have gotten away with their many, many scandals. And the Barack Obama administration would have gotten away, even though they got away with a lot, with many scandals. But Larry Klayman was one of the first and only lawyers in the country to sue the NSA for the gathering of metadata. And he got a stay against the NSA. And within this letter, and you can find it this isn't private. You can go over to Gateway Pundit. And it was published today, just a couple hours ago. Massive amount of data on 47 hard drives from whistleblower proves Obama and crew spied on everyone. A massive amount of data on 47 hard drives from a government whistleblower was turned over to the Freedom Watch group recently. And that's Larry Klayman's group. The information proves Obama and company spied on everyone via the conservative treehouse. Freedom Watch notifies Congress of a deep state intelligence community whistleblower, Dennis Montgomery, with hundreds of millions of documents, hundreds of millions of documents, showing CIA and FBI and intelligence committees were spying on and conducting surveillance on American citizens for political purposes. Mr. Montgomery is trying to use a legal whistleblower process and not follow the same approach as Edward Snowden. And within this piece is the transcribed letter by Larry Klayman, who has addressed this letter to Devin Nunes. The whistleblower, Mr. Montgomery, left the NSA and CIA with 47 hard drives and 600 million pages of information exposing the illegal surveillance on prominent Americans during the Obama years, including Donald Trump. Mr. Montgomery uncovered that the NSA and CIA, with 47 hard drives, 600 million pages of information, much of which is classified and sought to come forward legally as a whistleblower, to appropriate government entities, including congressional intelligence committees, to expose that the spy agencies were engaged for years in a systematic illegal surveillance on prominent Americans, again, including the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, other justices, 156 judges, prominent businessmen such as Donald Trump, and even yours truly, which would have been Larry Klayman. Working side by side with former Obama Director of National Intelligence, DIA, James Clapper, that useful idiot, who lied in congressional testimony, and former Obama Director of the CIA, the other useful idiot, John Brennan, Montgomery witnessed, up close and personal, this Orwellian Big Brother intrusion on privacy, likely for potential coercion, blackmail, or other nefarious purposes. But when Montgomery came forward as a whistleblower to congressional intelligence committees and various other congressmen and senators, including Senator Charles Grassley, chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, who, like Comey, once had a reputation for integrity, he was blown off. No one even wanted to hear what he had to say. The reason, Larry Klayman suspects, is that Montgomery's allegations were either too hot to handle, or the Congressional Intelligence and Judiciary Committees already knew that this unconstitutional surveillance was being undertaken. Now, if you listen to Devin Nunes yesterday, he said, now this may be legal, which it might, according through executive order and through precedent established by the Barack Obama administration, because he certainly wasn't foreign to using the federal agencies as weapons against his political opponents. I mean, we saw that firsthand, whether it was Lois Lerner with the IRS targeting Tea Parties, his political enemies, whether it was the DOJ that targeted Gibson Guitars because the founder or the president of Gibson Guitars was a Republican donor, or if it was someone like Katherine Engelbrecht, who owned a business with her husband for 25 years, never saw a federal agent until she started Through the Vote to root out vote fraud in Houston. After she did that, five federal agencies descended on her and her husband's business out of the blue and nearly bankrupted their company. So I ask you, is this a civil liberties issue that you're concerned with? It should be. And if you're not, you're not paying attention. But pay attention after this next break. This is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. We'll get to some more truth after this. You're going to have to hear from Newt Gingrich. He did a great job on Hannity last night. We got a cut of Newt coming up after this break. 790 Talk Now. Talk That Rocks. And welcome back. This is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks, live from Sin City, 98.1 FM in the Coachella Valley of Palm Springs. And I want to go, before we take a couple phone calls, because our boards are all lit up, thank you very much. If you'd like to call in, you can do so, 844-WAR-NOW-1, 844-WAR-NOW-1. I wanted to take you to Newt Gingrich's response to Devin Nunes and the big truth burger that he dropped on the press's laps. And I'm waiting, as well as Newt Gingrich is, for an apology. For the apology from the press to claim that Donald Trump was lying this whole time, that he was surveilled when in fact he wasn't. So let's go to cut one.
I hope that both the House and Senate intelligence committees are going to dig into this and rip apart the bureaucracies and find out who did it, who authorized it, how did they make the changes that the Obama committee made, the Obama presidency made, to make it easier to leak. This is really very, very sobering about American civil liberties. Here apparently you have a president whose party's defeated, who then uses the intelligence apparatus of the United States and then changes the rules knowing it will make it easier to leak. And this whole thing is sick. I also think that it is astonishing to have had everybody pile on President Trump and now turn out the President Trump is right. I look forward to the New York Times and the Washington Post issuing editorials of mea culpa admitting that Trump was right and they were wrong.
Yeah, I won't hold my breath for that one, Newt, because the press, again, does not have a country to save. It has a political party to save. And let's take some of these calls before Wayne comes in, shall we? Let's go to call number two, line two. Dane is on hold. Hi, Dane.
Hi, Megan. Listen, one of the reasons that I believe that Obama and his minions were basically tapping, listening, doing everything they could before the election is because they were felt that they were so invincible that they had a lock on election and their girl Hillary was going to be the next president. They were so arrogant that they knew that their other attorney, Loretta Lynch, wouldn't protect the hen house. Okay, so they had the protection. We're not going to get prosecuted because we're going to be in there and we're going to be watching the hen house. And they got the shock of their life. And now they got caught holding the bag, and that's what has happened here. So the wall of Jericho is about to fall on them, and it's just a matter of time. But these people are the most corrupt, arrogant people that ever walked the face of the earth. And I hope I'm waiting for the day, and I hope it's soon rather than later, that they convict or do something. These people need to be prosecuted at the utmost law they can.
That's right. And what do you think about James Comey? How do you think he's entangled in this? And do you think that Trump finally has enough evidence to let him go? Because if you listen to James Comey's testimony the other day, he was kind of caught in a doublespeak, whereby he said these investigations, not these specific investigations, but the Russian investigation specific to the Trump campaign started in June of 2016. And normally these investigations are updated with the administration as well as the congressional committees quarterly. But this time they didn't update anyone quarterly. They didn't update anyone until 8 months later. And so I believe that Donald Trump, as he came in, it took him a while to, you know, basically not confirm Comey, but to keep Comey on. That if he knew there was an ongoing investigation and he released Comey, then he would be charged or by the Democrats with interfering in an ongoing investigation. And again, there would be calls for impeachment. So where do you see Comey's position now?
I see Comey's position as he's being compromised, number one.
Yep.
And Trump needs to get a new person in there, a new director of the FBI. He needs to start fresh and clean and get somebody that really has a backbone and is honest, like the Supreme Court judge, this guy. This guy was incredible. He needs somebody like that running the FBI.
There you go. We need some principles surrounding the White House, right? Some principled folks, some principled leaders. Thanks for your call, Dane. I appreciate it. And we're going to have some backbone because guess who just walked into the studio? Wayne Allen Root. So stay tuned. After this break, he and I will do a segment, and it will come at you live from Las Vegas on 790 Talk Now. Talk That Rocks.
All right, good God, y'all. Wayne Allen Root is here. War is in the house with Megan Barth seated right next to me. Hey, Megan, baby.
Hello, babe.
You should be Megan, baby, not Reagan, baby.
I know.
Megan, baby. Megan, Reagan. Megan, Reagan, baby.
I get that a lot.
Say that five times in a row fast. Right? Megan, Reagan, baby. Megan, Reagan, baby. Can't say it more than two. All right, so I am your middle class warrior, relentless freedom fighter, capitalist evangelist, conservative rock star, and all around lovable badass back in the pilot seat again. Megan co piloting. And this show sponsored by Swiss America, the gold standard, number one precious metals company in America. Contact Swiss America at 800-BUY-COIN, 800-BUY-COIN, or go to SwissAmerica.com. Remember, it is IRA and SEP IRA season. April 15th, tax day coming up fast. That dreaded day with those dreaded IRS agents. And you are going to want to have an IRA and put some money away. It's the only legal way of reducing taxes in this world. And so you want it to be in physical gold and silver, knowing all the disasters that await the next few years, like the collapse of the replacement for Obamacare, which so far today collapsed. I don't think it will be a long-term collapse. I really don't. I think Trump will find a way to heal the divide and make it work. But in any case, when things like this happen and there are hiccups or economic blips or economic crashes or terrorist attacks, you want to own gold and you want it in your IRA accounts. You can retire with safety. My books, The Power of Relentless and Angry White Male, my website, rootforamerica.com. And, of course, the call-in number for the show, 844-WAR-NOW-1. Anywhere in the United States, 844-WAR-NOW-1. It is toll-free anywhere in America, 844-927-6691. All right, Megan Baby, Reagan Baby. Mm-hmm. So I guess you'd say the top story in the news is a combination between the terrorist attack in England, the failure today, or at least the postponement of the vote on Obamacare because he didn't have the votes. Donald did not.
Right, and there was also another attempted at a terror attack in Belgium.
It was?
Yes.
Did not see that. What happened?
Antwerp. Yeah, the Antwerp police stopped a...
Stopped a twerp?
A man named... Yeah. They were anti-twerp.
A Muslim twerp?
Yes. Yes. Named Mohammed R. They wouldn't give his last name. Mm-hmm. Mohammed. Mohammed was drunk. And so I'm sure that the headline's going to read, you know, unknown drunk man drives to find virgins.
Unknown insane drunk
man. Right, of course. He has to be insane, too. And so, yeah, he was traveling at a high rate of speed and using his car, again, in a copycat move to mow down as many people as possible, but they thwarted that attack.
All right. Well, lucky that he has a distinctive name, Muhammad.
Right, yeah.
I mean, you know, you could pick
Senator
out a...
Bob,
if
it?
You picked out 100 terrorists, 97 are named Muhammad.
Yeah. So, and 99% of them are Muslim.
But here's what the liberal PC police would say. Look, there's a man named Muhammad in line at the airport. He's twitching. He's twitching. His eyes are blinking. He's sweating profusely. He's got a big thing sticking out of his stomach that looks like it's either a giant wallet or a bomb. And it's ticking. And they'd say, grab that old lady and check her out.
Right.
Let him walk by. That would be racism to stop him. You don't stop someone because their name is Muhammad. Excuse me, what were the last 32 terrorist bombers' name? Muhammad. What's his name?
Yeah, but
Muhammad.
Don't look for a pattern.
But that
name.
Would be prejudice.
But, yeah, but if you look for a pattern, you're a racist.
That's profiling.
Right.
You can, to stop every man named Muhammad is profiling.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But every terrorist is named Muhammad. Doesn't matter. It's profiling. Freaking liberals are just insane. All right. If you saw the letters I get in the RJ, I keep telling you every time I see you, but I get new ones every day, you know? Thank God, like this morning was the most response I've ever gotten to anything I've ever written other than the don't charge for valet parking. That was a big one.
That was a huge one.
Oh, my God, was that huge.
You got a lot of hate mail from the Sandoval one. So what was this one?
This one was no way, Jose, are we naming Harry Reid Airport.
Thank God.
And I got...
No way, Jose?
No, I didn't. Oh. I did for Fox News, and they're putting it up tomorrow. It'll be up at Fox News tomorrow.
Okay.
I take the same article, gets double duty. I might put a different headline in. Add a different paragraph, change some things around, but I get the same point across. So, I'm on pace to get about 100 plus emails.
Wow.
99 are pro my argument. Everyone said, God bless you, thank God, love it, can't be Harry Reid. One was negative. And the one again was like, P.U., your poop stinks, you're a poopy loser, F you. This is liberals, folks. They're retarded. There's something wrong with them. And every time I use the word retarded, I feel bad because I'm really, you know, there are people that are physically retarded or mentally retarded. That's not their fault. So I'm putting them down by comparing them to Democrats. I'm sorry. I apologize to anyone who is physically or mentally disabled. I'm sorry.
Liberalism is a mental disorder. We all know that.
It is.
And they prove it every single day.
They do. So, you know, next time you want to write me a letter, folks, and you're a liberal, try not to say you're poopy, stinky, stupid, F you. Words like that are so dumb. You're like a child, a three-year-old in a sandbox. If that's all you could write, there's something mentally disabled about you. Is that a better word than retarded? Mentally disabled. Is that the politically correct way to say it?
I guess.
You are mentally disabled.
Insane.
But anyway, but the 99 good ones, wow, what great letters. So everybody has the same feel. You can't name the airport Harry Reid Airport. I'm sorry.
I can't believe they're going to name an airport or going to attempt
I don't
to name
think they're going to.
An airport
I don't believe
they're
going
to. After he went after ranchers in this state, like the Bundys, for example, how did he become a millionaire after making $170,000 a year as a senator? He harbored illegal aliens. He did nothing. The biggest fraud, the biggest corrupt fraudster in our Senate in modern history, and they want to elevate him and put his name on something. They should put his name. If they're going to put his name on anything, they should put it on a sewer.
Right, on a sewage treatment plant.
Right.
Now, all of that is true, but that's not the point I'm trying to make. My point is, you don't ever name, in a tourist capital of the world, the airport after anyone controversial of either party. You know, you don't name the airport, think of a great Republican in this, Sig Rogich is a great Republican. How about Chick Heck, the former United States Senator, great Republican. If he had not gone down in a ball of flames cheating on his wife, John Ensign was a pretty well-known Republican. I wouldn't want the airport named after them either. First of all, it's confusing. Let's start with that. When you're landing, it should be landing in Las Vegas International Airport. Not McCarran and not Harry Reid and not John Ensign. Just your landing in Las Vegas Airport. Greatest name in the world of branding? Las Vegas. Why are we running away from the name? And then number two, you just don't bring up a controversial name that have to be played. So every Republican despises Harry Reid, as I said in the article. I mean, I really put it out
there.
Even
his own brother despises him.
Yeah, right. Somebody beat him up that day in his bathroom at midnight while he was using his Nautilus machine in the bathroom.
Right.
Somebody beat him up pretty good. But the end result is that it just makes no sense when 62 million people voted for Trump. And here's what I pointed out that I think takes a lot of common sense and a lot of balls to say. We're a very expensive town now. Vegas used to be a cheap town. You came here to get free food and free room and free golf and free massage in order to gamble $300. Well, guess what? That's not Vegas anymore. Yeah. Vegas is the Bellagio. Vegas is Wynn. It's Encore. It's Venetian. It's Palazzo. It is expensive. It costs a fortune. And these are the Four Seasons boutique hotel. Vegas costs a fortune. The restaurants cost a fortune. I can't afford the damn strip anymore. So the people coming here are overwhelmingly Trump voters. Why would you name the airport Harry Reid Airport? You know. Listen, 90% of the Democratic vote is poor people on welfare and food stamps. They don't travel well.
And illegals.
And illegals, right. They don't travel well. They're not coming to Vegas. If you're on welfare, you can't afford Vegas. You can't afford Mandalay Bay.
Hey, they make a pretty good buck being on welfare. Let's not, you know, fool ourselves.
They don't make that kind of buck.
But they don't make that kind of buck. They're not going to pay $18 for a vodka tonic.
So if you believe liberals...
don't go to the strip. I'm not going to pay $18 for a vodka tonic.
If there's one thing in life liberals have been right about, one single thing, it's that they say the rich are Republican. And that's true. You show me someone who makes $100,000 a year or more, and at least 60% of the time they're Republican. 60%. Maybe 70 or 80, but 60% of the time they're Republican. The only reason it's not 70 or 80 is there are a few women included in that number. That's the only reason. But if you took rich men, they're all Republican. And the last election proved that. Why did I write Angry White Male? Go look at the numbers. Trump won by 33 points among men. 33 points among all men. I didn't say rich men. All men. Do you know what he must have won by among men who make $100,000 a year or more? In my entire life, I've never sat in first class next to a man and gotten the discussion. I always do, try to feel them out a little bit, see what they think about politics. Every man I ever sit next to in my entire life in first class was a Republican. Because every one of them owned a business. And they're all Republicans.
Right.
So the world is... If you come to Vegas for business or a convention, you're a Republican. 90% of business travelers are men coming to Vegas. And they go to strip clubs, and they play golf, and they stay in a fancy hotel room, and they eat in the fancy restaurants. Do you want them not to come anymore? Because they're not going to come to Harry Reid Airport. That's just a fact of life.
You think they're going to stay away from Vegas because of the name of the airport?
Well, if you offer them enough strippers, maybe you can convince them to come anyway. But
like, really?
When they hear we're now descending into Harry Reid Airport, they will immediately take out the barf bag and give a good throw up. That's
true.
All I'm going to say.
True.
One good vomit.
I will.
And so, yeah, all of us will. Every time, here's something.
Is it something I did? Because honestly, since I've moved from California, this place
has become California.
It has become California.
We have become California-cated. You know,
yeah.
California's a state of fornicators. They've come here and they've done it to us.
Oh, absolutely.
They've done it.
Absolutely.
They're fornicating with Nevadans and they're ruining this damn state.
But
two people pointed out something interesting to me today in those letters that I got, supportive letters. One said he's a pilot, and you may not be aware, Wayne, but there will be thousands of pages and literally thousands of books each, booklets, that have to be reprinted for every
Democrats
pilot.
Democrats don't care about
when
that.
When you change the name of an airport.
The Democrats don't care about that.
And someone else said every
the ends justify the
every means. Sign, every, what's it called in your car, GPS, every map, everything will have to be changed to say Harry Reid Airport. That is going to cost millions of dollars for a name that most people
they don't care. It's
but
other
most people
money.
Don't know. Most people don't know. And then any Republican hates, despises. And Democrats in Nevada know it, but Democrats outside Nevada do not know Harry Reid's name. How do I know? Because if you ever watch Jimmy Kimmel on ABC late night, he does those things where he walks up to people on Hollywood Boulevard. They didn't know who Joe Biden was. They showed a picture of Joe Biden. Did I ever tell you that story?
Mm-hmm.
And nobody knew on the whole Hollywood Boulevard. And the last guy, everyone was guessing and going, I don't know. I guess I should. Oh, who is that? He only been vice president for 8 years. They didn't know who he was. The last guy was black. And he looked at the picture and said, that's got to be a Republican politician because he looks like an old white man. So they don't know who Harry Reid is. Matter of fact, that means everyone who guesses from the left, many of them will not know, and many of them will guess, oh, he's an old white man. He must be a Republican. That's got to be an opponent of Barack Obama. Harry Reid must be a Republican, an evil Republican. So to use his name is just stupid, suicidal, damaging, destructive, bad branding, all the above. All right, on to the next topic.
And that's a very typical result of a Democrat proposition.
Yes. On to the next topic before we have to go, and the next topic is the topic of Donald Trump. And I believe he has been vindicated again.
Again.
Not only with the, what is it, Nunes? Is that how you pronounce
Nunes,
it? Nunes.
Yeah, I know.
Whatever it is, right. Nunes. He came out with the idea that he's seen the information and they were absolutely...
Surveilling.
Well, surveilling, right. He wouldn't use the word spying. He said, I won't go to that word yet.
What even is it? I mean, come on.
I know.
We're parsing words now. Wiretapping, spying, surveilling.
Right.
It is all the same damn thing.
I agree. It's just idiotic. It's like Bill Clinton saying, it depends on the meaning of the word is. What does is mean?
Right.
So they're parsing words, but Trump was right. Now a CIA whistleblower leaked proof Trump was under systematic illegal surveillance over 2 years ago, and the FBI sat on it. So I don't know how you can argue, like the Wall Street Journal did 2 days ago. They had an editorial that Donald Trump's a liar and he's brought, you know, disrespect on the presidency because no one believes anything he says anymore because he's such a liar. The Wall Street Journal said that, by the way.
Well, they've been compromised, I think. Too.
Oh, everyone has.
Yeah.
Because every corporation, large one, is against Donald Trump because they don't like what he's doing. Simple as that. He's giving power back to the people. They don't want to hear it. So it's not Republican Democrat anymore. It's big business against everybody else. Big business and liberals against everybody else. So that's the problem. But Donald Trump was right again. As we come back to the show, lots to talk about. One of them will be an article in American Thinker about Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo's firearms nescience. What word is that? Nescience? Nescience? I never heard of that word in my life, by the way.
Nescience?
Never heard the word in my life.
I'm going to Google it.
But it's an interesting article because it really does point out the folly of wanting to limit the amount of bullets in the clip of a gun. And that's what Joe Lombardo wants to do. And I like Joe, but I certainly disagree with that. And it argues very strongly, very vociferously. You want me to put a big word together? Vociferously, that Joe Lombardo's wrong.
It means ignorance.
It means ignorance. All right, so
just say
Sheriff Joe Lombardo's firearms ignorance. Why didn't you just say that?
I know.
All kinds of great stories coming up next. Of course, a stinging defeat for Trump. The House delays the health care vote on doubts it could pass. That's a headline, stinging defeat for Trump. I don't think so. I will be willing to bet you, you know how many bets I've won on Donald Trump? Within a week, he'll twist enough arms, change a few things in the bill, he'll be back and he'll pass it. They think it's a big defeat. Donald Trump isn't defeated. You just go back and renegotiate.
Right, you renegotiate.
He'll be fine. He'll be fine. Exactly. All right, Megan, say goodbye.
Bye.
Megan, you're great.
Thank you. You are too.
Thank you again, Megan Barth, Wayne Allyroot, War Now. We'll be back in a sec. And when we do, the battle is on. The war will be won. This is Wayne Allyroot.